Even after the implementation of internationally recognized maximum residue limits for ractopamine in pork, MEF believes almost all pork imports consisted of racto-free product anyway, because processors in Taiwan, where most U.S. pork is utilized, have continued to specify beta-agonist-free product. Consumers may still be apprehensive about choosing items which contain U.S. pork. So as it has been doing for years, MEF will continue with messaging about the safety of U.S. pork. USDA Taiwan has done similar messaging on its website. I believe there's a hope by some that Taiwan will move on to bigger and more meaningful issues, but the aftermath of the referendum will continue to pose some challenges to our U.S. pork marketing programs in Taiwan. That said, we were, of course, encouraged by the majority of voters who rejected the proposal to ban what we all know to be safe U.S. pork, whether it contains traces of ractopamine or not.